It's interesting that the gospel reading for this fourth Sunday of Advent just happens to fall on Christmas Eve. And so you have the Annunciation by the angel Gabriel the same time as the birth is supposed to happen. But remember, we're talking about spiritual documents here, and the historical order here for this year is kind of different. But anyway, I guess you all have most things prepared now for your Christmas celebration. You probably have your decorations all up, maybe been up for a few weeks now, and the house is looking beautiful, your home is looking beautiful. Probably all prepared, say, with your shopping. If you're not, you're probably going to be in trouble. And so everything, and that, as far as that is concerned, your family's probably the children getting all excited. And your family, if you're coming together with family or going other places with family, you probably made all the preparations for all of that. And somehow or another, we hope that during this time of preparation, that you've also kind of refreshed and nourished the time to re-welcome Christ into your life. Because remember, Christmas is a very hollow feast without Jesus Christ. It has unfortunately become a time of just things. The decorations are beautiful. They're supposed to express a feeling that's in our hearts, that we want the world to know that we are celebrating something very, very special. You don't decorate your house all the time. I mean, I'm sure they look neat and nice and all that all the time, but I mean, the decoration is supposed to express something special. And the same with all of the gift buying. It's supposed to be a reminder that I love you, and I want to express that by giving you something that I know you would enjoy or like or appreciate. And so that's what it's supposed to have, that there's a meaning behind all of this. The carols that we sing during the season, they're beautiful. Very touching if we listen to them. Some of them that you hear nowadays are hardly carols anymore. I don't know what you call that, but anyway, the real Christmas music that we're talking about. Well, we do talk about the events that are happening, the stuff that gives life to this season, Jesus Christ. He has chosen to come and live with us. And all he asks is, would you accept me? Would you welcome me? Would you open your door and let me in? Let me in your life. So if we've done that part of the celebration, then Christmas takes on the meaning that it's supposed to. It's a season of joy to renew and refresh in our lives once again the tender love that our Heavenly Father shows to us by entrusting to us a baby. And said, please take care of him. Love him. Think about that. If we don't have that, then what is Christmas? It's nothing but a great market time for all business, which is good. They need that. Maybe it's a time to get together, but it loses a whole lot of its meaning. As a matter of fact, just about all of it. And interestingly, the gospel today does fit, because you know Mary had a choice. She was a young lady, just beginning her life as a young adult. She was very young. In those days, they married very young, and suddenly this angel of the Lord appears to her and says, "Hail, full of grace!" And she's saying, "What does that mean? Nobody's ever said that to me before. What does it mean?" So it probably confused her just a little bit. And then the angel announced what was supposed to happen. But remember when he announced this to Mary, that she was to be the mother of the Son of God? A young lady, she's probably a little bit confused by all of this. But it requires a response from her. It requires that somehow or another, She accepts this, because if she does not, she has a free will. She could have said, no, I don't want to do that. But she didn't. She said with all of her heart, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say. And that was her response to God. I will do whatever you ask me to do. And so as we come to celebrate the Feast of Christmas later today and tomorrow, and the whole season of Christmas, what kind of a welcome do we offer? Say the angel of the Lord came to you and said, are you willing to welcome and embrace this child into your life? What do you say? And you know, it really depends on us. God gave us this thing we call free will. And we can either embrace and accept what he asks of us, or we can say, I'm really not interested now. So a lot about the joy and the and celebration and the love and all of the things that come along with this holy season, a lot of that depends on how willing am I to respond to my God. When he says to you, let me entrust my baby son to you, what do you say? Say, no, I'm too busy. I don't have time. I got other things to take care of. Too many other things on my list. Maybe at a little later time. So it leaves us kind of hollow because we've just deprived ourselves of the whole meaning of this season of love and joy, which God is trying to give to us. He said, all you have to do is say, yes, I will hold that child. I will love that child. I will embrace that child. I will follow what this child eventually teaches me and shows me. And I will even accept the fact that this child will die for me. So somehow or another, Christmas takes on a totally different meaning with or without Christ. With Christ, it has a celebration of just peace, because that's what he promises to us. It is a celebration of love, which is supposed to extend to all people through us. And it's just a time for all of the world to come together and simply praise and thank our God for the gift that he gives to us if we are willing to embrace it. So you got a few hours to think about this yet. So as this Christmas celebration gets closer and closer, hour by hour, what am I going to do? What kind of a welcome do I extend to my God? Do I say to him, I'm sorry, I'm too busy now, I have other things, I'm not interested? Or do I say, yes, I will embrace, I will accept this gift that you offer to us?